From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Office of South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he and President Trump have reaffirmed the need to bring North Korea back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure. Mr. Trump had tweeted earlier in the week that talking is not the answer after Pyongyang's latest missile launch, which Kim Jong-un called a simulation of war meant to demonstrate his military's capability to strike the U.S. territory of Guam. President Trump has repeatedly stated options regarding North Korea include military action. Kenyans reacted with celebration, frustration, and shock on Friday after their Supreme Court ordered a do-over of last month's presidential election because of irregularities. President Uhuru Kenyatta defeated opposition leader Raila Odinga by a margin of about 1.4 million votes. Kenyatta reacting to Friday's ruling.
I personally disagree with the ruling that has been made today, but I respect it as much as I disagree with it.
And Odinga also reacted.
It is now clear that no one in Kenya is above the law. A new Kenya has been born.
Kenya's constitution says fresh elections must be held in 60 days. Rescuers continuing their search for survivors in the U.S. state of Texas 1 week after Hurricane Harvey began sweeping through the Gulf Coast region, dumping unprecedented amounts of rain, displacing more than 1 million people, and claiming the lives of at least 39. Meantime, tens of thousands of people remain in evacuation centers throughout the region. White House says President Trump will visit Houston later today. This is VOA News.